panel of elected officials included the mayors of Camas, Park City, Heber, and Midway. The panel also included council members from Summit and Wasatch counties. The panel was asked about what the groups are doing to address transit issues between the communities. Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson answered that a study was already underway.
In my opinion, we're an incredibly cooperative group, like Kellyanne and I have been referred to as the sister mayors. So we really do get along. We all try to pool our resources, and we've had meetings. UDOT is now involved. There's a study being conducted that is a transportation with UTA, possibly. I don't know all the stuff, but it's happening. The studies, I don't know if the bid's been awarded for who's doing that study yet, but if it hasn't, it will be in minutes. And we are absolutely looking at that and looking at how working together we can solve a problem that is affecting some more than others right now, but we're all going to be affected. And we're all looking at green solutions.
As we've reported, the transit study will receive funds from six different government agencies, those being Wasatch County, Park City, Heber, Midway, Mountainlands Association of Governments, Utah Department of Transportation, and Utah Transit Authority. The study is estimated to cost $100,000, with 80% of the study being funded through UDOT's Rural Transit Division. Summit County Council Chair Roger Armstrong conceded that historically there have been issues between the two communities, but Armstrong believes those days are in the past.
If all of the economic benefit of a workforce accrued to the benefit of the Snidewell Basin and Park City and Wasatch County got the workers and having to provide services for the workers and did not get the economic benefits to that, I think that created a challenge for them to find a way to participate. I think as those economics change and as we see a much more robust economic base created by this massive growth that Wasatch County is experiencing and Mayflower is experiencing, I think we're going to have to look at how we move people back and forth, both on the visitor side as well as on the worker side.
Park City Mayor Andy Bierman is encouraged by the talks surrounding the study plan.
We've started to have a really solid conversation with Wasatch County, and then that's also expanded into Utah County wants to be part of that. So currently, we're studying the feasibility of running buses all the way from Utah County into Summit County and Park City, with connections between Heber and Park City, Heber and Provo and such. And for the first time, we have all the players at the table, so it's exciting. And I think you'll see progress. It's never fast enough.
Mayor Bierman also noted that the Military Installation Development Authority, or MIDA, and those involved with the Mayflower development are also involved in the talks. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.